Many Southeast towns ship their garbage south to huge landfills in the Pacific Northwest. Others pile it in nearly full dumps, which means new landfills need to be built. Both are expensive practices that some would like to end. Community leaders have talked for years about setting up a regional landfill, which could include an incinerator, recycling system, and waste-to-energy plant. Last fall, voters in four communities passed ordinances allowing them to join together and form a regional solid waste authority. The goal is to find better ways to deal with their garbage. But the towns, Petersburg, Wrangell, Thorne Bay, and Craig, may not be enough to make a significant change.
I think our primary goal is to really try to broaden our membership right now as an authority.
That's authority member Justin Sorensen, city administrator in Thorne Bay on eastern Prince of Wales Island. He told those attending a recent authority meeting in Juneau that he wants more cities to join. But in the meantime, there are a few things the group can do.
Municipal solid waste is a volume equation. The more municipal waste you can have in, the cheaper the cost to dispose of that, whether that's on a local level, a regional level, or even on a transshipment level. I don't think there's too many local landfills left in Southeast Alaska. Majority of the garbage is getting transshipped down south. So that might be an opportunity in the future to try to consolidate the transshipment costs, to try to cheapen that cost of service for all of us.
Authority members and a paid consultant plan to approach other Southeast towns about asking voters' permission to join the group. The authority is particularly interested in Juneau, Ketchikan, and Sitka, the region's three largest garbage producers. But immediate interest may come closer to current members' hometowns. Klawock is a likely candidate, since it's next to Craig, where John Bowling is city administrator.
Craig and Klawock are very closely tied together in how we handle our solid waste. The city of Klawock actually manages the local transfer station landfill. It's actually in the city limits of Craig on property that was once owned by a local Native corporation, so it's kind of a confusing mix of authorities and ownerships, but the short of it is we do all of our solid waste issues together, and so I'm hoping to get that Klawock will climb on board with the authority here this year.
Heidelberg, south of Craig, is also interested. Official Adrian LaCornu says the town is in a tight situation with its garbage.
We're anxious to close an existing unpermitted dump, and the option that we have identified now is not much better. And so I think the community would be anxious to see what options this organization would come up with, and I'm sure we could convince the electorate to vote for it.
Several elected Juneau leaders attended the Solid Waste Authority meeting, which was part of the Southeast Conference's recent mid-session summit. Unlike most panhandle communities, the capital city's garbage collection service and landfill are privately owned. It also produces about half the region's garbage, so joining an area-wide effort would make it much larger. City Borough of Juneau Assembly member Bob Dahl was interested in the authority's potential, but he wondered whether voters would share that view.
If the CBJ were to consider putting adoption of the authority ordinance on a ballot, what arguments would you suggest could be made in favor of doing that? Why would it be to Juneau's advantage to be part of the authority at this point?
Authority members say joining the group will give communities a voice in the planning process, and at this point, it costs nothing. Several Southeast towns have considered setting up their own regional garbage facilities. Cake considered a high-tech plasma burner, but did not move forward. Thorne Bay studied land that could become a regional landfill, but so far has taken no action, and Wrangell recently looked at setting up a new disposal unit. Carl Johnson, Wrangell Public Works Director, says the study looked at civilian uses of military applications.
They also look at plasma and numerous other things. They have a little gadget that makes discs out of plastics, and then it came down to two-stage incineration, and that's what their recommendation was for us. And they also considered in a small way regionalizing incineration of solid waste.
No decision has been made. Thorne Bay's Sorensen says any community could start its own regional landfill or incinerator and hope for the best. But working together through the authority makes more options feasible.
What are some of the opportunities that are going to present themselves? What are some of the options, some of the long-term goals as far as a larger regional facility that might be able to utilize waste to energy, recovery, composting, things that you can do on more of an industrial level that each community alone can't find a cost-effective way to do.
Craig's John Bowling says the group effort also adds some protection for member communities.
So the debts and obligations and assets of the Solid Waste Authority are not the debts, obligations, and assets of the individual communities. There's a very clearly defined wall and statute that protects the communities from obligations of the authority, and so that allows the municipalities to feel some higher level of comfort in doing something regionally than it would if that authority didn't exist.
Southeast Town's next chance to join will be during the fall municipal elections. Authority membership requires local voters to approve an authorizing ordinance. In Petersburg, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.